Roll call, please.
Chair Ekstrom?
Here.
Commissioner Kilkenny?
Here.
Commissioner Cooley?
Here.
Commissioner Henthorn?
Here.
Commissioner Smith?
Here.
Commissioner Finch?
Here.
Commissioner Thompson? And Commissioner Peterson?
Here.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, you've received your minutes. Hopefully everyone's had time to review them. Are there any comments or changes that need to be made? Hearing none, we'll accept the minutes as
Can you hear me, Stacy?
Yep.
Where'd it go? Carl Smith was listed twice as present.
He was just extra special then.
Yes, he was.
Trouble. Thank you. Oh, dang it, Carl, you almost got it. No, so noting that change will amend the commissioners present at this time, since we are making a change. I need an amendment, a request to accept the minutes with the change.
I motion that we accept the minutes with the aforementioned change.
Second. The first and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Do I have these in the right order? Yep. Okay. Good evening. My name is Stacy Ekstrom, Chair of the Morrill County Planning Commission. I'll proceed over tonight's meeting. People who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicable criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision makers and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an appeal to the Board of Commissioners on that issue. Please sign the sheet at the back of the room or make a note in chat if you're online. If you're participating via Zoom and would like to participate or present testimony, please indicate which hearing. Also, please speak only when identified by the chair. Begin by giving your name, spelling your name, and address. If you have exhibits for consideration, please provide a copy for the planning staff. That concludes my introduction, and we begin tonight's agenda and call this hearing to order. Conditional use permit CUPN 38825. Mario and Veronica Pacheco, applicant and owner. At this time, I call for any abstentions or conflicts of interest. I'm going to guess this is yours.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. CUP-NOR-388-25. This is going to be for the commercial trucking business off Wilson. For Veronica and Mario Pacheco. So this property is about 20 acres of farm residential, and they are essentially asking for permission to park 12 trucks. They have a pretty large operation, and they have a pretty large parcel. A realistic time frame for them they put on their application is 5 to 8 years to relocate, with the understanding that we have been granting 1 year permits with the option to renew up to 3 years. We're not making a recommendation either way. We're just presenting it for what they would like to have versus what we've been doing. This subject parcel is off Wilson. It's approximately 2.17 acres. It's farm residential. It's approximately 1.65 miles southeast of Boardman city limits. It is not in their urban growth boundary. This is a conditional use permit that they understand is a temporary use. Access to the site is from Wilson Lane. which is a county-owned and maintained roadway. A lot of this information, if you've had a chance to look over, is relatively the same for previous CUPs. I can go through each one individually, or we can address the conditions.
I think we're good if people have had the time to read through it.
And they currently have 20 trucks?
12.
12. And they want 20?
No.
No, that's how many acres.
That's how many acres they have. Yeah. Yes. Currently, they have 12 trucks. They have six commercial 10-wheelers, five commercial truck units, and one truck tractor with a double trailer. So a total of 12.
May I ask a question? Do we have a number of employees?
Well, that'll be.
Does it say in here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question because a home occupation limits it to five.
To five.
Yeah, and yes. So that's my only concern with that many. That many operating vehicles, I don't know, but I suspect we're well above the limit of five.
Well, but and that's on site at one time.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Is that what the standard says? It just says on site or total number of five.
No, on site at any time.
Okay. Yeah, no more than full-time or part-time, and persons may be employed on the site at any time. That's a Planning Commission, Section 3. So that's on page 17.
That's a condition, but where's the standard?
Oh, I don't know where that is.
Well, at this time, we'll invite the applicant proponent to present testimony and evidence. I have Veronica. Yes, you can just come sit up here.
Mm-hmm. I interpret that differently, just for the record. It's five, not five on site, and well, another five at a
time. That's what I thought. I thought it was. That's how
five.
I interpreted that.
Yeah.
Do you need an interpreter?
No more than five full time. Yeah. Period.
If you'll please state your name, spelling, and your address, please.
Veronica Pacheco, Veronica Pacheco. Address is 1540 Southwest Meadowview Drive, Hermiston, Oregon, 97838.
Thank you.
Just
present
your. Okay. Yeah, so we're a small trucking business. We are out of Hermiston, Oregon, but we do have property in Boardman, and that property we use to store our equipment seasonally, depending on what type of harvest that we're conducting. So there is times where we have all trucks there, and there is also times where they're out at the farms that we're working out of. So they're not always there, but they are off and on. Employees, we do not have any more than five employees. This is all seasonal work, so the equipment that's out there is per season. It's not all used at the same time.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So you have how many employees?
Currently, we have three.
On your trucks, do they come in and out during say potato season? Let's use that. Do they come in or they stay out on the farm during?
On the farm.
Because I'm not multiple trips back and forth.
Because
that's been one of our big questions. Does anybody have any additional questions?
Chair, I asked Stephen Resix to show the surrounding zoning. So is all of that FR2, Stephen, in the yellow, including the subject property?
Correct. Everything surrounding is farm residential.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And those are mostly smaller lots. Most of them, I don't know how many have trucking businesses. The majority of those are in Westland. Oh, and then the farm zone is off to the right, the green.
Somebody have anybody have any questions for Veronica?
Does anyone live on the property right now?
Yeah, it does have a residence on there, and my mother-in-law lives on the property.
Okay.
All right.
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
And is I noticed that on the property itself, there's quite a few names on it. Is hers one of them?
Yes.
Okay. And what is her name?
Maria Pacheco.
Okay.
So do they see these? I forgot the conditions.
Oh, no, we have not.
Okay. That's why I was going to ask. Because... in them, we also have some times like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's a big one because people don't want to hear trucks all night. So,
and Chair, if I may, I can read through them.
Okay, I just, yeah, because it might be easier because if she has some questions of us, it would be.
The packet is posted online. Did you see this before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Nope, that's what I just wanted.
It's a good point.
So, okay, well, at this point, you can step down from there. Do we have anybody who, opponents, to testify and present testimony? Okay. You'll need to, could I get you to fill out?
Ms. Scobo, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You can just state your name, spell your name, and your address, please.
Ella Scobo, E-L-L-A, Scobo, S-K-O-U-B-O.
And your address?
71566 Wilson Lane.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. The floor is yours.
I just had more concerns because I emailed about someone else because I'm in... right in the middle of the west and east side of my property, trucking. And that's my biggest concern, is lots of trucks. There's a lot, and I'm home all day, and I see a lot of traffic. So they're great. They're great neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful neighbors.
And Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Do you see a lot of traffic on a daily basis throughout the year, or is it just specifically around harvest times?
Oh, well, all the time. You know, I know that people go to work at starting about 5, maybe earlier in the morning. Cars, trucks will go that way. And then at, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, it's the same. Cars and trucks go home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's traffic and a lot of trucks, and they drive fast, and the trucks don't. So.
Stephen Russick has that property. So which property is the Scobo property with the trees?
Oh, it's the one that has sun. On the left,
Rippy.
Right there.
Rippy. Oh. Okay. So you've got trucking businesses on the other side of you.
This side. Because I thought, oh no, I got another letter. And I'm like, oh my, what am I doing wrong?
So. Okay. Does anyone have any questions? All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Does any other interested agents or agencies provide neutral testimony or evidence? Hearing none. Do you have any, Veronica, do you have any final comments that you would like to make at this time?
Just that our trucking business is very respectful of speed limit. the few drivers that we do have get a lot of training, both through our insurance companies to go through, you know, preventative accident training, a lot of one-on-one driving with my husband directly. So, I mean, I could testify that they're safe. I could show you their MVR records. I could show you our DOT records. I get audited all the time. I have those audits. So, all that I could provide if needed.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, does anyone wish to continue the hearing or hold the record open? Hearing none, we will close the public hearing. Commission, do you have any questions of staff or the applicant?
I have a question. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation? Well, this is a pretty larger business than we're used to permitting, you know, 5 trucks here, 3 trucks there. I think we got up to 8 trucks in West Glen at one point. So this is significantly larger. So my recommendation would be if we do the 3 years, to make it permitted for 3 years and not permitted for 1 year, renewed for 2. They would still be reviewed annually, but they would have a solid 3 years.
Okay.
That would be my personal recommendation as county code enforcement, who would work with them for probably 3 years.
I do have another question. On some of the other permits that we've granted, weren't they rural residential?
They were rural residential. They were suburban residential. Juan Rodriguez from our last meeting, he was farm residential.
This is about at least twice as big, twice the number of trucks than any of the others. It's, I mean, it's a larger property, but it's a going business, not just a, it doesn't feel like a home occupation, but that's probably a judgment call.
Question.
Of course.
The trucks you have, do you park some of your trucks in Hermiston?
Yes.
And is it in one of those fenced lots or is it in a rural residential area?
No, it's exclusive farm use. I have a property out here, well, not here, in Hermiston also, 8 acres, or depending on, you know, where we're harvesting out of, I move it closer, our trucks closer to wherever we
are. Uh-huh.
So we are actively looking for a light industrial, because we plan on hopefully expanding. We don't know what the future holds.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, just setbacks with the pandemic and stuff, it's been a little harder. And with a lot of the growth in Morrow County, properties are very expensive, which is where I would primarily like to purchase a light industrial area. And you could call probably every agent that sells houses and properties. I have called and asked. So we are actively looking. We would like to get an area that's, you know, something that we're not going to run into issues or and have the proper permits, I guess, to operate out.
I'm just for your information, and the Planning Commission has heard me say this a number of times, there is a permitting path forward to have farm trucks, even commercial farm trucks, permitted in an exclusive farm use zone. There's not that permit path forward in a residential zone. This is a temporary permit. So I don't know what Umatilla County has asked you to do. Farms have, depending on the size, farms have a lot of trucks and a lot of equipment. And I know that there are some farming, larger farmers in the area who are considering setting aside some property to allow people who might haul for them to permit a place. It'd be a commercial use in conjunction with farm use, and there are these funny kind of ORS technical standards you'd need to meet it. But there are other options rather than looking for light industrial. There's an option that we rezoned one small piece, a 1 acre parcel, right over here on Highway 730.
Off Southwest 2nd.
Mm-hmm. That one was an easier rezone. There's the possibility of doing that as well, but...
Oh, Stephen's finding it for you.
Yeah. And that somebody else with a trucking business has that. And I know in Umatilla County there are a couple of light industrial parcels. There's one on Kick and Pumpkin Center, and that's a light industrial property. It's fenced, it's gated, it's got razor wire, and there's trucks just all lined up. And that's where trucks are supposed to be. A lot of people don't like to do that because you don't get to see them and have security for them. We understand that, but that's why these are just temporary. But this is a larger, this is a lot more trucks than the other ones. So Planning Commission has that option to either approve or reprove and modify it if you are so inclined.
Would that property ever be consideration, like to turn it into what you're talking about?
Light industrial?
Like zoning? Or how long of a process would that be to...
You can, you know, we can have that discussion. It's, you can submit an application, but that zoning map Stephen showed you, it's right in the middle of a lot of residential property. And typically we don't spot zone. So you have clusters of industrial, clusters of farm, clusters of rural residential.
Right. Behind us is Amazon's that are going in. So there's
yeah, we've
been a
seen
lot
a few
of traffic
of those.
Due to all the construction that's going on with all those facilities as well.
A lot, yes.
So
we are.
That road, Wilson, is being used for those constructions.
Yeah, and they're doing traffic studies and we're trying to mitigate that. I'm not sure how successful we are, but that's the intent that we try to do that. I know the Port of Morrow has a large industrial land base. They're not interested, you'd have to talk to them. They're not interested in like running a truck lot, but they might sell you some property. I just don't know.
Any additional questions? With that, I call for a motion to either deny, approve, or approve with changes.
I would motion that we approve instead of a 1 year of conditional use permit. I did like the idea of being compassionate to somebody who's trying to run an honest business. A 3 year conditional use permit. So I motion to approve for 3 years.
Okay, the motion's been made. Do I have a second?
Is there a truck limit on that? I didn't see it in the...
No, yeah, no more additional trucks. It's the.
So is that 3 years with 12 trucks?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it's 5 employees. So.
Correct.
Okay. I was just checking. I second that.
Motion's made and second. Any further discussion?
Chair, if I may.
Yes.
Can we make that motion 3 years, but renewed yearly?
Oh.
Or not renewed, reviewed.
Reviewed.
Yearly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Annual review.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Okay. So we have a motion. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Aye.
Motion approved. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you guys need to stay
for a while? You do not.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next one is conditional use permit CUPN 392-25 Rosario Sanchez, owner. At this time, are there any abstentions or conflicts? Hearing none. Ms. Caitlin.
Okay. For CUP-R-319-25, the applicant is Rosario Sanchez Mendoza. He lives off Summit Lane in West Glen. He has a subject site of approximately 2.74 acres, so almost 3 acres. It is suburban residential, but not in the UGB. So for this application, they've been running their business for 18 years. Out of West Glen. They're requesting permission to to park 5 commercial 10-wheelers, and they would like to do so for 4 years, but with the understanding that we have been permitting for 1 year and renewing it up to 3. Mr. Rosario took over the business approximately 10 years ago from his family. The challenges with the location for this is that it does cross the canal, the West Irrigation Extension Bridge, which does have a weight limit, as well as, you know, it does affect the West Irrigation Extension District. So in the conditions, I can read through them. It essentially lists that one home occupation as presented in the application, that if complaints are received or it is found work is being performed outside of what was proposed by the applicant or within terms and conditions of this permit may be revoked. 2, all commercial activity will occur within the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. All commercial activity should be limited to single trips per unit per day and operated seasonally, no more than 6 months out of the year. 3, no more than 5 full-time or part-time persons may be employed on the site at any time. 4, noise, traffic, lighting, and other potential impacts to neighboring properties shall be limited to those generally anticipated for a typical residential use, so no major mechanical work or operation is permitted or allowed. 5, this permit would be valid for 1 year with annual review and an opportunity to renew the permit for up to 3 times if we chose to stay that way. 6, any proposed signage must meet the requirements of the Morrow County Zoning Ordinance and receive zoning permit approval. 7, this permit does not include the approval of any new structures or modifications to existing structures or purposes for the business. 8 is where we get into the West Irrigation Extension, or the West Extension Irrigation. The applicant shall obtain a letter of agreement from the West Extension Irrigation District and the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to reach a resolution regarding the crossing agreement and assignment of ownership for the bridge that crosses the West Extension Irrigation Main Canal to access the subject site. So essentially we're asking just for a letter from them saying that they understand that this is a temporary permit and they understand that there's an 88,000 pound truck limit and that they're not going to exceed that. 9 specifically states trucks exceeding a maximum weight of 88,000 pounds are not permitted to access the subject site. 10, all commercial units included in the home occupation are required to be parked on the property as presented in the site plan and not in the right-of-way or in such a way as to cause visual detriment to the roadway. And 11, the applicant shall obtain and provide a copy of an access permit from the Morrow County Public Works and Road Department by September 30th.
Thank you. At this time, I invite the applicant. Would you like to speak? So just need your name, spelling, and address.
Hi, my name is Rosario Sanchez Mendoza, R-O-S-R-I-O, Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. My mailing is P.O. Box 163, and my address is 70235 Summit Lane, Boardman, Oregon.
Thank you. The floor is
yours. All right. Well, basically, since my daughter, sorry, I'm nervous.
That's okay.
Since,
we have a bottle of water if you'd like.
Since my dad bought that property, assuming he bought that property because he first had just like 1 or 2 ten-wheelers, and that's why he just used it to like to park them, because normally they just go out by the, I'd say, beginning of September, and come back at the beginning of October, because normally they go out to a farm, work on the farm, and then come back and just park. That's a basic like routine. And I took over after he passed away. So basically it was my dad and mom's business, but we just didn't want to let it go or stuff like that. But the thing is that now it's becoming more of an issue that it's harder to have them than to let them go. So I'm asking for the permit to see if we can still keep them. If it's a bigger issue, we just have to have time to like sell them or get rid of them. And like, I didn't know about the bridge stuff. Normally they just go empty and come back empty.
Oh, okay.
They never load it. It's just 10 wheelers.
Okay, so they're not even 48,000.
No, they're like 15,000, 18,000 pounds.
And how many does he have? I forgot.
Five.
How many employees?
Just the harvest, we each have like people that come in.
So July, August, September?
No, just like it's become so like bad harvest that it's just like it's a beginning of September.
Oh.
And at the end of September, everything is done. So.
Oh.
Because they're potatoes, right?
Yeah.
It's a rough potato market.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really bad.
Oh, that's
yeah, we already got rid of some trucks, and last year, basically just like three of them ran because there's no work.
That's
so
too bad.
That's why it's everything's changing.
It's a valuable business. It's just we got to find a place for them all.
Yeah.
It's important.
Any additional questions for the applicant? Okay, thank you. You don't have to sit there the whole time. Is there any opponents to testify or present evidence online? Which I don't think so. Any other interested parties or agencies for neutral testimony or evidence? Don't see that either. At this time, does anyone wish to continue with the hearing or hold the record open? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. At this time, does commission have any additional questions of staff or the applicant?
Just to clarify, when it comes up for review, that's not a planning commission decision, that's administrative.
Yes,
that's right. And Caitlin, I just asked Caitlin if she thought it might make sense to change the language. I think the previous one was sort of saving some time so that we do the automatic review rather than reapply. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So for this one, if we wanted to stay consistent, he's asking for 4 years. We could make the recommendation to do it for the 3 years. With annual review. And if I may, Chair, I do have a question for the applicant.
Yes.
And realistically, is 3 years enough time to either find another property or sell the trucks?
I hope so. I don't know about the other property, but I'd probably get rid of them.
Okay. Thank you.
It doesn't feel. I'd like us to keep consistent with the number of years because I don't think it's fair if we switch it back and forth. Just
we did the one because that gentleman said he was
for
sure retiring.
That was,
yeah, and everybody else has been three.
Yes. So other than that, so did we need to change? We don't need to change any language on that condition.
No, so
right?
We can keep it valid for 1 year with.
Okay.
Annual review, and he can renew it up to a total of three.
Okay. So if we don't have any further questions, at this time I would recommend a motion. Oh, wait.
Close the hearing.
I thought I already did close the hearing.
Did you close the hearing?
Yep. I closed the hearing. Yep.
Okay. Got it.
I think I already did that. A motion to accept or to deny or accept with changes.
Motion to accept with the proposed conditions as presented.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passed. Thank you. And you don't have to stay unless say.
Right. Thank you.
So
we'll
thank
be
you.
In touch.
All right, thank you.
No, the dairy is like they're taking potatoes to the dairy, and the dairy's paying for transportation only. They're not paying for the potatoes themselves.
Oh,
and then
just
we
to get rid of the crop
of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. Yes. Mm. All right. You guys.
guys and your red lines. Like words.
I know. I know.
It's all good.
After last year's, we were sort of reluctant to take on a new one, but.
I know, I thought about Daisy. I thought about her when
did
I
did. Did you? Yeah. Oh.
She did a good job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, alrighty. Who's doing that?
That would be Tamara and I, but yeah. I'm happy to take the lead.
Yeah, so this is the informal part, the work session. It feels fairly straightforward to us now after, as a team, we sat down multiple times to find out exactly where in our code we make these changes. And the state agency, Land Conservation and Development Commission, and their staff, Department of, went through a couple of year process to look at their farm forest program. I actually sat on the kind of the precursor, like the technical committee. I was the lone voice from Eastern Oregon and didn't want to be on the formal rural advisory committee because it's a lot of work over about a year and a half process. At the end of that, they came up with a set of changes to administrative rules. It's not presented in the cleanest way because some of those red lines were new administrative rules that the commission came up with, but then they also, in those administrative rules, included some new language that really implements some case law. So we had to work back and forth on that. All of these new administrative rules and all of the red line that you see became effective January 1, but they're not in our code. So somebody, if they're looking at their code, and people actually do sometimes, we wanted to make sure that it's in the correct place in our code so a person can go to a single document and not go back and forth to a law or a statute or a case law, et cetera. So Clint is super organized and smart and really has done the heavy lifting, but Clint and Jim and I sat down multiple times to make sure we knew where this was. So Clint has a presentation to go through. It's a lot of pages, but it goes pretty fast. So hopefully you had enough pizza.
Yeah.
And then there's one kind of one-off piece that we can talk about as we go. So.
Yeah, so I think Tamara kind of covered it. My understanding is, you know, some of this is brand new administrative rules that have actually been formally adopted and implemented into existing code. Some of it are recommendations, clarifications, things that were developed by this Rules Advisory Committee and have been adopted and are in the process of being formally put in. So the way it was presented to us, like Tamara said, was a little kind of messy. There was a 600-page document with meeting minutes and public comments and everything else that we kind of had to sort through. We decided not to present that to you. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
But that did result in a little less reference material to figure out what went where. So we can go through that in any number of ways. I think I recommend the cleanest way is simply to just flip through the affected pages in order.
Yes.
We've got Zoning Ordinance 3.010, Exclusive Farm Use. We have 3.020, forest use, and Article 1, which is our definitions. Those are what we'll start with, and then we'll touch on the site note. So if you have any other preferences, let me know. Otherwise, what I'll just do is flip through these real quick. So I'm going by the blue numbers, the actual packet pages on the top right corner. So starting with page 63.
We already got this.
Dang,
I hadn't even got
it.
I know.
Right. Who's counting though, right?
So that was simply line item 2 there was adding rabbits to an allowed product to process, explicitly called out. So that was simple. We did that.
Does that seem funny to you? Sure there's some county that had some disputed issue and said, well, the statute doesn't say rabbits, and now the statute says rabbits.
So.
Rabbit.
Right.
I know
I've had a couple friends who are big into it, because I guess the cost per pound of meat is, like, comparatively way cheaper.
Well, I have a bunch in my house.
Right.
Well, if you want to have a processing facility, there's a half burger for you.
I'm going to process
more. My dog would count for a processing
facility.
Yeah. Yeah. Four-legged processing facility.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
All right. And again, stop me if there's any questions or you want to discuss anything. Otherwise, I'm going to kind of keep rolling. Mm-hmm. So page 66.
65.
66. This is...
65 had a home occupation subject to F-20.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Did I miss
yeah,
that?
Yeah, top of 65.
63.
Wait, what?
Top of
65.
Yeah,
65.
I was asking another question.
Sorry, I missed that. You are correct. I'm not sure how I missed that. Thank you. So, yeah, 65. Oh, I know why, because it's incorporated elsewhere. So that was just a reference to... subsection F21, which we will touch on shortly, so that is regarding home occupations. So, moving to 66, there's clarification on what exactly is a private park for that use. And also, separate but on the same page, a brand new use that's allowed in forced use is a childcare facility. Preschool recorded program or school age recorded program consistent with the ORS reference made there. So that was added as an allowed use.
I'm sure there are a lot of them that just happen in people's farmhouses, but now there's a formal permit path forward. So.
There you go. Next page on 67, there was just some clarification on transportation facilities and improvements and requirements, and exactly what types did and did not, were not subject to the referenced section there, the ORS there. Also, let's see, processing 67. My apologies, I'm glancing at F1 and trying to remember where. Okay, so, the F1, as well as moving on to the second, the next page, page 68, there was clarification on,
farm stands.
I'm trying to recall F1, farm product. Some of these, the meat of the change was elsewhere, and then a reference was made to it, so F1 there was just a reference made, so. So page 68, yeah, there were numerous cases within here where clarification was made regarding income requirements for things like farm dwellings, farm stands, so this was incorporating that, essentially saying we can request IRS transcripts or whatever else we want to document compliance to meet the income requirements.
It seems a little onerous, but I think some people might game the system, maybe not out here, but maybe on the west side. So they open a farm stand, and it's probably really has little or nothing to do with the farm crops grown there. So I know there's been lots of case law about that one.
Yeah. Okay. Moving to 77.
Home occupation.
Yep. Home occupation, that was essentially being a little more clear on the intensity of home occupations and some of the requirements, basically tied that into some of the referenced OAR sections to talk about scale, intensity, like I said. Also, moving carrying over to page 78, just being very clear that it needs to be accessory, incidental, and subordinate to residential use. So keeping in mind that for a home occupation, the residence needs to be the focus of the property, and the home occupation business needs to be secondary to that.
And I, so if I, my little anecdotes for historical perspective are annoying, you can tell me, but I think that this is valuable because it clarifies. Some counties weren't allowing them, some had a really onerous set of standards, so this will be more consistent. In the rule and the precursor to the Rural Advisory Committee, 1,000 Friends of Oregon, for example, thought this shouldn't even be allowed, but I think it's a really valuable value-added business opportunity, particularly for farmers. So,
I noticed the back in the rules it said it's limited to five, but it says counties may choose to adopt more restrictive standards. That was back on 55 in like the. Are there counties that adopt more restrictive standards than five? Like it's on page 55 of the packet.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It says, yeah, home occupations are limited to employing five full-time or part-time